Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, June 16. In Squiz Kids today, free the dolphins. Our close encounter with the sun. The A-League returns. And Tamagotchi's back. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
For the longest time, the operators of a dolphin tourist attraction in Coffs Harbour on the New South Wales mid-north coast have been at loggerheads with local conservationists. Animal rights activists have long argued that keeping dolphins Zippy, who's 32, Bella, who's 15, and Jet, who's 11, in a concrete pool where they perform for visitors to the park was cruel. The zookeepers have responded for years that because their dolphins were born in captivity, none of them would survive in the wild. But now the two opposing sides have banded together and proposed a solution they think can work for both parties. Not to mention, provide a spacious new home for Zippy, Bella, and Jet. They've proposed the creation of a sea sanctuary for the dolphins, a large section of the nearby harbour, separated from the ocean by a sea wall and nets, where the mammals can swim more freely in more natural surroundings, but still provide the zoo's operators with an income by performing for tourists. It's estimated the dolphin zoo brings $15 million to the local economy in Coffs Harbour, which has been hard hit by the coronavirus restrictions as visitors to the town have dried up. Did you know that there's an organisation that keeps statistics on pretty much every aspect of Australians' lives? It's called the Australian Bureau of Statistics, or ABS for short, and its latest report has revealed that while we're all gradually coming out of our COVID lockdown shells, there are still things like hopping on a plane and gathering together in large numbers in enclosed spaces, like for a concert, for example, that we're still reluctant to do. Eating in a restaurant we're okay with, according to the ABS report compiled in the month of May. And meeting with family and friends got the tick of approval too. The report also found that 86% of adults were somewhat comfortable about returning to the workplace. Surely that's not right. And 81% of parents were okay with sending their kids back to school. Now that sounds more accurate.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the far reaches of outer space, where a probe launched by the European Space Agency is about to swing by the sun and take the closest photos of the star that we have ever seen. Called Solar Orbiter, the space probe has been speeding towards the sun since it left Earth in February. Today, it will pass the sun at a distance of some 77 million kilometres, which sounds like a lot, but even at that distance, temperatures are expected to be more than 600 degrees Celsius. The photos taken will help scientists understand how the sun behaves, while instruments aboard the craft will measure the solar wind, which is thrown off the sun all the time. But it won't be the only space probe to be orbiting the sun. The Americans also have a spacecraft orbiting the sun collecting data too. There's a link in today's episode notes to a news report with cool graphics and video of the sun in action.
Sport time!
Some call it football, some call it soccer. Others insist on referring to it as the beautiful game. Whatever you call it, if you're a fan, you'll be excited to learn the A-League looks close to confirming a date for the resumption of the 2020 season, interrupted, as so many things were, by the coronavirus. The Football Federation of Australia yesterday confirmed they were looking to restart the A-League on July 16, and if a broadcast deal can be reached with Fox Sports, a 27-game fixture will be released soon after. Like the AFL, there'll be a bit of hub action going on to fit in with state border closures, but organisers are hopeful that come finals time, travel restrictions will have been lifted enough so that even a final in New Zealand is a possibility. Game on!
Pop Culture Corner!
Yesterday, while talking about the brand spanking new PlayStation 5 console, we told you about the Commodore 64, the funny old computer that your parents used to play games on. Today, there's another retro toy blast from the past with news that the Tamagotchi has been resurrected for a whole new generation of kids. The Tamagotchi was an electronic toy from 30 years ago. It was a virtual pet that needed virtual feeding and cleaning and attention, otherwise it would die. Kids in the 90s spent their days frantically tending to the beeping Tamagotchi until, as with every other toy, they got bored with it and left it to collect dust under the sofa. A Tamagotchi for the new millennium has just been released, and like its 1990s ancestor, it has a whole new range of needs and wants, but of a more high-tech nature. $10 says it still ends up under the sofa.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the New South Wales mid-north coast town where a plan has been hatched to free a trio of dolphins? That's right, it's Coffs Harbour. Question number two. What's the name of the space probe swinging past the sun today? Yeah, it's the Solar Orbiter. Question number three. Name the virtual pet about to make a comeback. You got it. It's the Tamagotchi. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's June 16. On this day in 1884, the world's first roller coaster was opened on Coney Island in New York. It's also a big day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Lily from Morrison's, Alice from Duncraig, Jasper from Heidelberg, Ida from Athelstone, Justine from Preston, Saxon from Barillon Point, Callum from Tarramurra, Aidan from Concord West, Braemar from WA, Jeff from Sydney, Ginger and Eva from Valentine, Jason from Melbourne, and Logan, Eva and Isaac from Lake Macquarie. And a belated birthday shout out to Charlie from Sydney. Happy birthday to you all. And today's classroom shout outs go to Miss Lai and 56N at Wentworthville Public School, 56R and 56S from Hume Public School, Mrs. Mears' Year 4 class at Coonamble Public School, Year 1 and 2 Turtles at Darlington Public School, and 456 Rubies from Otford Public School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.